Realities precipitating toward Earth. Opening the will's healing and evolution needs immediate attention. The vibrational changes necessary to rebalance Earth are precipitating into physical reality now. Many people are being affected by the physical manifestations of these shifts in ways they do not like because the mental and emotional energy creating these situations has not been cleared enough to allow anything else. The prophecies predicting these times on Earth have described what is going to happen if the understandings needed are not found and implemented. An understanding you need about these shifts is that they do not mean I am judging, threatening, or punishing you. What is happening now is a result of denials that have not been able to move in any other way. Many people have thought that I was a judgmental God. Images of me as a judgmental God have contributed to seeing karma as punishment and a balance of payment for sins or debts. Actually, karma is beliefs or judgments drawing experiences that reflect them. All karma is essentially with yourself, since what you hold in your own energy field has been drawing your experiences to you. Judgments, karma, misunderstandings, limitations held on the self, and conditioning are all words that can describe the problems of imbalance. Instead of holding space open for themselves, most people on Earth have been experiencing life as if we're closing in on them. More and more. This appears to you in physical reality as the feeling of less and less freedom in personal life to create what you want, and instead a feeling of more and more control, compression, and finally death. There has been so much closing in of space that most people have not let themselves recognize it. Many have wanted someone else to fix it. The fear that the realization would be too frightening and overwhelming has been buried. This avoidance has been allowing the closing in to progress even more rapidly, because the more the feelings are suppressed, the more unable they are to vibrate space. This increasing compression has been going on for quite some time, and the time has come to reverse this before people no longer have the power to reverse it. Each of you has your own particular amount of spiritual presence and power, and denial has been diminishing it. Inner movement must take place before this power is too compressed to recover its movement and vibrational speed. Many judgments that control personal reality do not have the final word in world reality. When many people hold judgments collectively, they have a strong effect on the way the larger reality is held. Judgments are not reality, and sooner or later, they trigger their own release. Emotional release is an important component of shifting the judgments. While I see that the easiest path is to allow yourself maximum response to the slightest triggers until your will has released enough of its held charge that it can come into present time, I have also seen that so many people have so many judgments against their emotions, are so conditioned away from spontaneous emotional expression, so blocked and disconnected emotionally, and so frightened of the pictures their judgments have created about what they have denied, that they have wanted to avoid this path altogether. Many have denied so heavenly that they have disowned parts of their will, and their denials appear to be others, that they have been seeing as the enemy. This means people are calling for their triggers to come to them from their outer reality. By having this information, you have the opportunity to understand what is happening, to clear as much old charge as possible, and to find as much balance as you can. And you can reduce the intensity of your triggers. You are not going to experience anything more intense than what it takes to bring your old buried denials to the surface for healing. The intensity of your triggers will match the intensity of your denials. Because emotions have been held back for so long, they have a huge backlog. At first, they can appear to be imbalanced, which they probably are, but giving time and acceptance, they will come into alignment. Emotional movement in response to the triggers of your karma can release old conditioning in the will, and judgment release can free the mind. You can release to change what you do not want to keep the same. If you are thorough in your process, reality will change for you, even if it takes quite some time to shift these patterns. If the judgment patterns are partially released, the energy will start to move, but patterns reminiscent of the judgments will still appear in your life. This is not a curse or a sign that you are not doing this right. This is to help you see everything involved in these patterns and find the depth of understanding that you need. If continuing to process what these triggers does not bring you the shifts that you want and need, you may still be dealing with symptoms and need to seek the cause. I am guiding this process so that it becomes a successful clearance process for all of the spirits involved. I am putting everything in its right place so that reflections necessary can be faced without involving anyone other than the ones needing that particular reflection. This action on my part has looked like Judgment Day to the ones foreseeing, but it is only Judgment Day in the sense that everyone is going to face their own reflection. The understanding needed is that this does not mean it cannot be pleasant. Healing yourself in the ways being described here, at the right time, and in the right place can release your pain. The spirits I have created are not all alike. People's true feelings are meant to guide them to their right place, but denial of the will has been so extensive that many spirits cannot find their right place unless I help them. I have many different ways to be and experience myself, and I do not want limits on any of them. If you have a need for limits, trust that it is right for you at this time, but you must not impose your limits on another. Others have different feelings and different paths. And everyone needs to be free to follow their own path in their own way and with their own sense of timing. Even if you do not understand something, accept its right to be. I want to put all spirits in the right place for them to grow and learn without the strife that has been going on as different kinds of spirits contend for the freedom to do as they want to do. Nothing happens in creation unless it needs to happen, no matter how it may look to you. Even if most of the spirits on earth are having experiences you would not want to have, and even if experiences are happening to others for reasons you do not yet understand, even appearing to be for no good reason at all, you have the opportunity and can make the choice to understand why what is happening to you is happening, and release yourself from having to face your denials in outer reality as much as you can. Whatever choice you make will be the right choice for you. Even if it turns out to be a painful choice, you will only experience what you need to experience in order to learn what you need to learn, no matter how much power the reality of others seems to have. The understanding you need about protecting yourself when you are surrounded by a reality that does not seem to agree with your own personal choices is to get in touch with why you are there. Process everything you can find in yourself regarding this, in the way that I am explaining here, and see what happens. I am going to help you with this because I can see that the reality on earth is pressuring for widespread conformity. You also need to do your part by developing and using your discernment. By taking responsibility for yourself, you can clear up everything that holds you to a reality or part of a reality that you do not like, because misunderstandings have been in place for so long. This can seem to be a tall order, much more complex than many people have thought when they began. But if you do not begin, you cannot get there. When you no longer have anything within you that attracts what you do not want, your right place will feel good to you because it will not have anything that you do not like. I am not sending any spirits to what may look like hell to you, unless their denials are so extensive that they refuse to accept anything from me. What may seem like hell to you may be heaven to them. I feel I need to mention this because so many teachings have said that man is base and that if he gives in to his true feelings, he will bring hell to earth or be condemned to hell. To bring your own will into balance, it is necessary to give in to whatever you feel in order to find your true feelings. By giving direct emotional expression to whatever you feel, you can find your true feelings, which may be hidden underneath your usual spectrum of acceptance. Your true feelings are not in opposition to me, but you must allow whatever you feel so that the warps and twists on your judged against feelings can have a chance to evolve. Through this process, they can come into alignment. I am love, but confusing self-denial and guilt with love has resulted in many people feeling afraid to make the shifts necessary to end their denials. If people are not ready to accept this information, I will accept their choice, but they will not be able to have this choice on Earth. Earth's time for harboring denial is over. These denials and the resulting imbalances have gone as close to the tipping point of being unrecoverable as I can let them go. I want this denial ended now. The pain present in that which is loving, but has been held outside of love, is unbearable and must be healed. Denial has allowed many to ignore this pain for a long time, but I am not disconnected from it. I want you to take responsibility for your own denials. The earth can no longer remain an environment to denial and imbalance, and so only those spirits who are in harmony with ending denial and finding alignment and balance are going to be able to remain on Earth. Fear needs to move around this. The fear of displeasing me is a very great fear on Earth, which also includes those spirits who blame others and those who have been rebelling and acting out to show me that they don't care what I think. All the spirits who originally came to Earth overstepped their limits of right time and right place and experienced things before they were ready that overwhelmed them and with spirits they could not accept unconditionally. All of you have in common have been holding fear of displeasing me, even if it presents as anger that says it does not care. All of you fell away from me into experiences for which you were not really ready, and all of you have suffered the consequences. Many spirits have believed that this was punishment from me. Many have seen me as judging or threatening them when I have tried to show them their misunderstandings. Many have tried to push my presence away in the belief that I would not be able to see them or judge them. As painful as many of these experiences have been, they were needed because understanding could not have been gained another way. I am not judging you for this, and I understand why this happened. I seek to help you and warn you so you can release yourself from the path of pain and suffering. Many things have been forgotten and lost under the layers of conditioning that have resulted from repeating reenactments of old misunderstandings. I have not been sending you pain as punishment. Pain is supposed to warn you that you are not going past yourself. Pain only continues if you continue to refuse its messages. However, by overriding or ignoring parts of yourself, many of you have created a long history of denial. Extensive denial has created many situations in which it has seen that there are no completely pleasing and harmonious possibilities. Life has seemed to be compromise, overlooking things, and choosing the lesser of two evils, when it could be much more happy and pleasing. Beginning wherever you are is the important first step, and finding your true feelings will let you know where you are. Many spirits have been having trouble believing in me, believing what I have said, and that I have said anything lately. I have let this experience go on earth for as long as I can. I am speaking now to all the spirits in the form in which they can receive me, because even the ones who still want to refuse to hear me must at least accept from me the power to put them in their right place. Spirits who are not ready to hear from me will be put in their right place, where they will not have to hear from me until they are ready, and where they will no longer be mixed in with the ones who want to hear from me. Earth has reached the place where her balance must be restored. Those who remain on Earth will have to accept and understand what the Earth needs to be healed. Earth must clear the denials she has received from those who have been living upon her. Earth can no longer tolerate the abuse she has been receiving, and neither can the animals. The animals have mostly appeared to submit to what has been done to them. In their denial of the animals, people have mistaken their patience for a lack of response. As people have shut themselves off from most of the animals on Earth, they have lost more than they have realized. Animals have much more to their behavior and to their potential than most people have been willing to acknowledge or even notice. Everything needs acceptance and the opportunity to fulfill itself. Animals need the freedom to restore and heal themselves. In intense situations, as have been happening now on Earth, fenced and caged animals need their freedom to have a chance to survive. Domestic animals may need their freedom and the opportunity to return to familiar surroundings. Some animals may become suddenly fierce and unapproachable, and some may choose to die. For example, cattle have asked me to lift most of them off Earth. Many people have been claiming that their knowledge and understanding is greater than ever, but this is not exactly true. While people have more information and experience than they have ever had before, it has all been filtered through the widespread denials so present on Earth and is an elaborate mindset that reinforces mass unconsciousness and the denials that have put this in place. The denials have been so great that people may as well not have had the experience unless they are going to open to a wider spectrum of awareness and let it teach them. So many on Earth overstepped cautions given to them by me, overloaded themselves, and then denied it rather than admit it. In this experience, many spirits judged against their self-determination and their power. Many lost power. And life on Earth has taken the form of these imbalances and denials. Other spirits, who had a hunger for power, have attained a place of power over others by taking advantage of these denials. Denial of personal power allows others to seem to have more. When responsibility for these denials is not taken, a picture of power can be projected onto others and then labeled as causal. Since most of the people doing this were not interested in what I had to say, they initially set out to prove me wrong. Denial has caused more and more people to blame others and not take responsibility for themselves. I am not telling you the specifics of this because your own feelings need the opportunity to surface your own memories and your own reasons for being involved. It is up to you to do your part. What you experience as a result of what is happening on Earth is a matter of personal choice. You can find the balance necessary to live in harmony with everything in the way that is right for you. While many people have thought they have this harmony, it has been at the expense of their own will. Finding the balance in your heart by bringing all of yourself within love is what needs to happen now. This is the survival path. By seeing and understanding how situations have been created on Earth, you can learn how to shift reality for yourself. You cannot avoid it by denying that it is happening. You must seek the way to create differently. The held fear that you have created your own just punishment by overstepping my guidelines needs expression and judgments forgiven, so that instead of drawing to yourself what you will tend to see as punishment, you can receive my loving light. Denying that you have this fear only disconnects the fear from the understandings it needs. Understanding is that all of these experiences were needed for you to learn, or you would not have been having them. However, understanding the specifics of your own situation cannot penetrate deeply enough when held fear is blocking the way. It is important to give acceptance to this fear and let it express itself so that it can both give and receive understandings. Although the form has been changing, history has been repeating patterns because the understandings needed have not been reached. It has been believed that a change in form would change the outcome, but consciousness can enlighten or corrupt any form it uses. Many have been denying the reflections of their own denials. These denials will deliver their messages sooner or later, and the forms this will take will be the forms needed to break through the resistance and oppression they have received. The clearing of misunderstandings and the resultant denials is of extreme priority if you do not want to manifest the experiences that will reflect these denials. This information is meant to let you know what has been held in the mental and emotional energy surrounding Earth. This held energy can precipitate into physical reality unless those who have created it makes changes in their energy fields. You have the choice to recognize this in the mental and emotional levels of vibrations and shift it from there before it precipitates into physical reality. If the denials being presently held in the emotional and mental energy of the spirits on Earth do precipitate into physical reality, without making sufficient shifts in these energies beforehand, it will be seen, and I exaggerate not, as doomsday. However, if you accept your own denied and suppressed lost will and bring it within love, it can also be seen as the opportunity you need to align your spirit and your will in your heart. the more clearance you choose to do at the mental and emotional levels, the less outer reflection of these imbalances you will have to confront. The wish to maintain denial can perceive the mention of that which is denied as threatening. If you feel threatened, you have a great deal of pressure on your will. Otherwise, you can appreciate the warning. These words are not meant to sound like a threat, but if they trigger your emotions, letting them express as much as they want to can speed up your process. I am willing to help in whatever way my help can be accepted. Currently, the openings through which people will allow help have been very limited by judgments, denials, and separations. Help must match the openings to receive it. When emotions are held back, they clog up and block receptivity. Do not underestimate the power of your feelings. If you ask for help while emotions are held in place by the belief that you do not deserve it or cannot have it, this held energy can prevail to the point where help will have to take the form of trying to trigger these denials. Disconnected feelings can take form in outer reality in many ways. Some spirits have had a death wish, which they deny, and some have believed that they would rather die than face their denials. Both of these patterns have been heavily denying their own denials. Examples of these reflections of these denials are that man has been ravaging, poisoning, and destroying the earth while claiming that life is better than ever and suffering more ill health than ever, while claiming he is only better diagnosed. Some people have been saying that it does not matter or that none of this will affect them, while denying the awareness that could notice they are not vibrating enough of themselves for this to actually be true. The threat of nuclear war and the proliferation of radioactivity, while claiming there are no viable alternatives, are the most morbid reflections of these denials. Rather than being given direct expression as emotion, the acting out of anger held in a state of denial and judged to be destructive has been building weapons that could destroy the entire earth, while claiming that these weapons are only to ensure peace and are not to be used. The practice today of overriding the earth, the animals and the people with pollution and other death-creating problems over which they have been given no real choice, is not the practice of free will. However, this could not be happening if the vast majority of people had not already overridden their wills. While it is possible that some pollution and poisoning could have taken place as a reflection of the imbalance of spirit and will, learning takes place before death results, unless the denials are so substantial that death is all they can create. The massive attempt to kill Earth has been carried out by spirits who have this much denial. These spirits have been denying others in favor of themselves. The ones denying themselves in favor of others have been handing them the power to do it. Once denial is cleared from Earth, people will find that they really are compatible. Government, if needed at all, can then take the role of open-mindedly observing, investigating thoroughly, giving advice, and holding the balance points. Currently, life on Earth has been manifesting as much of the pretense and reverse of this as people's denials have allowed. The question of how to have a society without oppression is the question of spirit and will accepting the process of balancing in the heart. Most people's feelings have been so disconnected from the consciousness that they have attracted experiences without the understandings of why these experiences are happening. When emotions have been regulated to the position of having nothing to teach, and instead viewed as something to control, manipulate, or get rid of, events can appear as though random. When people do not take responsibility for all of themselves, the result can often be blaming others and acting out on others. When denial is ended and responsibility taken, balance can be achieved without the extremes of imbalance reflected as injustice, crime, violence, rebellion, war, revolution, or any other form of social upheaval. If you deny yourself past the midpoint, you risk losing the power to keep yourself alive. This is the actual state of many people on Earth right now. Instead of allowing this denial to continue until it precipitates the destruction of Earth, I am intervening. I will not allow Earth to be destroyed by any of the means now being employed because the death wish of some would override those who want to live. But I do want to warn you that your own denials could bring these experiences to you. Everyone is going to get their own personal choice, whether they are fully conscious of their choice or not. Everything being done on Earth right now to try to halt the destruction is necessary, and a part of the process of individuals reclaiming power over their own destiny paths. I want to point out that inner work is extremely important. You do not know what you are really facing out there until you find it in yourself. I will help in whatever way is appropriate, but I cannot lift this struggle off of Earth until enough has been learned that these same patterns will not be recreated or attracted back to Earth again. The Earth does not want to be inhibited by those who disrespect her any longer. Those who have been feeling victimized by the situation on Earth have something to learn here also. When personal denial is ended, everyone actually does have enough power to protect the self from harm. The end of personal denial allows the will to create a place for itself that is free of denial and what denial has been creating. Do not hold any limits on the possibilities here. The will wants to be freed to find balance, and has been attempting to recover through any avenue it feels might be available to it. When the will has accepted to express as much held emotion or old charge as possible in situations that have triggered it, The Will's attempts here have usually been misunderstood and heavily judged against. A free will is not destructive as society has feared. When the will is trapped in a web of judgments, its attempts to release the pressure of repression and denial have often done the things that society has feared. How could it be otherwise when the will has been so trapped that it has felt desperate? In this light, it can be seen that many have feared facing their own denials while believing that they fear the will itself. The will can be encouraged to begin with the things closest to it. By finding the space for your will to freely express its response to everything you experience, you can begin clearing your energy field. Feel everything there. Accept the will's messages to you without waiting for an outward experience to prove it right. Understand that the will has to be given the time and space to recover its lost vibration and clarity. The will can still provide you with a lot of helpful understandings and information along the way. If the will is accepted, every experience you have is a learning opportunity to further clarify your energy field and improve your ability to create what you want for yourself. You are not fully filled with my love and light unless you are fully balanced with your will in your heart. While free will, when attuned, behaves appropriately, there is no place to start other than where you are. The will must be accepted wherever it is and allowed to express its held charge safely. This will bring the will into present time. No matter what anyone else chooses to do, you need only make your own personal choice to create your own reality in this way. The will seeks understanding and must feel trust in the spirit to be comfortable in its search. Will and body can be forced to serve the spirit, but this is a form of dictatorship and enslavement. Exhaustion, unhappiness, dis-ease, aging, and death have been the result. The ability to live a long, healthy, and happy life comes when the will and body are not forced to do what they don't want to do. Many have fears that doing what they want to do will lead to inertia with resulting homelessness and starvation. Others fear they do not know what they want to do or that they cannot survive doing what they want to do, given the ways things are on Earth now. Some fear this will lead to all manner of degradation. These are all fears that need emotional movement and judgment release. Rather than making sudden changes, which would be a way of going past your fears, you can see these situations as changing and evolving with this process. Life on Earth is a constant flow in which feelings either remain in balance or they do not. This is the question of balance between spirit and will. Once the old charges are released and spontaneity and loving acceptance are found, feelings can accompany and enhance your life like music.